Agricultural programming is made possible by Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. 866-837-9027.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WYLL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Friday morning, everyone. Treasury Secretary nominee Timothy Geithner says President Barack Obama believes China is, quote, manipulating its currency, a declaration that American manufacturers have long sought in their efforts to combat America's soaring trade deficit with China. But Geithner also suggested that now might not be the right time to brand China as a currency manipulator under U.S. trade law, a designation that would trigger negotiations between the two countries and could result in U.S. economic sanctions against the PRC. USDA reported export sales this morning for the week ending January 15th. The numbers look like this. In millions of bushels, wheat this year 15.1, next year 0.1, corn this year 42.8, next year 1.0, soybeans this year 48.7, and next year 0.2. The Dow Jones Industrial Average now at 79.39. Yes, it's under 8,000 again, down 179 points at the moment. The NASDAQ is at 14.43, down 21.71. And the S&P 500 is now at 8.11, and it's off 16.39 points.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us now with a look at the weekend's agricultural weather is our very own AM 580's Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Dave. In fact, I was just looking at the computer models for South America. And it looks like Brazil and portions of Argentina are in line for a good round of precipitation. In fact, pretty persistent precipitation, especially in western sections of Brazil. Eastern Brazil, not so much. And although we do expect to see some rain across Argentina, confidence in the computer models has not been all that great lately. And even if this one did verify, there are still some spots in the southern and eastern portions of Argentina that will not be getting up much in the way of follow-up rain. In fact, no significant rainfall in Argentina's summer grain or oilseed producing areas yesterday. Temperatures were in the 90s in most parts, extreme high or two near or slightly above 100 degrees in the severely drought-stricken areas of La Pampa and Buenos Aires. And today's forecast has not changed dramatically from that of yesterday, although we have backed off on some of the Buenos Aires rainfall suggested in the noon report yesterday. The changes, again, not all that dramatic. The bottom line is that Argentina's summer crop area will get a little relief from the hot, dry conditions of late this weekend and early next week. None of the rain will be heavy enough to fix the low subsoil moisture drought areas in La Pampa, Buenos Aires, Entre Rios, and in the southern Santa Fe region. However, enough rain will fall to improve topsoil moisture for at least a short period of time. None of the rain will be sufficient on its own to change the dry situation, and follow-up rain is expected on the very end of January, beginning of February, but its distribution will favor eastern and northern parts of the nation in amounts light, restricting the potential for anything more than another period of temporary relief. The weather pattern will bring more moisture to the favored crop areas of Cordoba, northern Santa Fe, and Santiago del Estero, where summer crop conditions will remain generally favorable. In Brazil, the forecast, again, looking generally unchanged. Rain will fall in most of Brazil's summer crop areas at one time or another over the next 2 weeks, resulting in a largely favorable environment for summer crop development. Areas of dryness predicted during the forecast period, although parts of Bahia, northern Minas Gerais, will continue to dry out over that period, raising the need for some rain there. Brazil's first corn crop will continue to fill, mature, and harvest, and be harvested while the second crop gets planted over the next few weeks. As far as the U.S., we have sharply colder air pushing into the plains, accompanied by some light snow showers currently punching in through the northern and central portion of the region. Sub-zero lows will be felt from Montana into the Red River Valley, while meanwhile warm, breezy conditions will be maintained over the southern plains, and that will continue to cause severe stress over some of the drought-stricken areas there. Across the Corn Belt, we look for cold, breezy conditions overspreading the upper Midwest. Again, a cold front pushing through. The computer models, again, not in very good agreement on precipitation, but it does look like most of the areas expecting rain, significant rain over the next 2 weeks, will stretch across the southern section of the Midwest, and we do expect to see frequent rounds of light precipitation over the next couple weeks, with no powerful storm systems currently advertised to affect the region. Again, warming will occur next week with highs Wednesday through Friday in the teens and 20s north, 20s and 30s south, and right now, again, we're looking at the potential for another drop in temperatures as we close out next week. That's your ag weather. Enjoy your weekend.
Taking a look at the overnight trading session from Thursday, March wheat in Kansas City opened at 5.96¼, down 1¾. Last trade down 10. At the Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 5.66½, down a quarter. Last trade down 6. March corn, 3.85, down 2½. Last trade down 5½. July 407½, down 1½. Last trade down 5½, and December 432, down 1½. Last trade down 5. March beans opened at 10.08, down 4. Last trade down 7½. July 10.23½, down 4. Last trade down 6½. November 9.58, up a half. Last trade down 7½. March soybean meal opened at 3.16.40, down 1.80. Last trade down 3.20. March soybean oil opened at 33.61, up 8. Last trade down 18. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group, and she is in Champaign, right here in town, in matter of fact, Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie. Hello, Jackie.
Hi, Dave.
Oh, there you are.
I'm here. You didn't lose me.
The board in front of me is almost as old as I am. No, that's a little bit of an exaggeration, but it's an old board, and it has some peculiarities in it. Sometimes you have to give it a little bump here and there to make it really work the best it can work. Let's go ahead and look at this marketplace, and I want to start with this export sales report because it looks to me like there was a lot of corn buying on that report that was sneaking up on the marketplace underneath the reporting radar.
Well, it certainly looks that way. I mean, when you you see almost double of what the expectation was, and a lot of people were expecting it to be bearish again, just like it had been last week. So it just tells you that there's export demand, and what it says to me is it gives me some renewed confidence that we're starting to see some of those letters of credit actually show up and be accepted.
And we saw good export sales today. I mean, really good compared for the last 2 months. And then we also saw that this morning Japan bought more than they normally would buy in a week. They bought 102,000 metric tons as well. Are we now beginning, do you think, is this the beginning of a flood of demand, do you think? That, I mean, we have a long way to go to catch up with USDA's estimates for the year, but is this the beginning of something good?
Well, I sure hope so. I mean, my contention has been all along that it isn't a matter of a lack of demand. It's a matter of a lack of the ability to get credit. And it's really encouraging to see Japan be able to do it because they're the ones that had the biggest problem. So I can't say for certain it is, but it's certainly a good indicator that things are beginning to move.
So what's that worth on the board today?
Well, I tell you, when you look at the fact that we've got the dollar up and we've got oil down, it should be worth at least an even open, you know, if maybe a little bit negative to begin with. You know, beans I'm looking at even to maybe down just slightly. I think the market's going to be looking at both. We'll probably open up and then slip, you know, and wheat 3-6 because, you know, wheat had fairly good export sales also. You know, one of the big things that we have to keep in mind is the China New Year starts on the 26th. And normally during that 15-day period, they don't do a lot of buying. So, you know, the trade is going to be sensitive to that. The odd thing about the dollar in, today is that gold is up strong. Gold's up over $20, which really should be putting pressure on the dollar. And we're just not seeing that. So that might come into the market later on. But our cattle and our hogs, basically, you know, cattle are going to be mixed because we had a fairly good cold storage report. But we do have cattle on feed coming out today, which is going to have an impact on corn. And hogs, of course, are probably going to be weaker just because they had a fairly poor cold storage report.
Looks to me, if you look at the charts, if beans were to do something with strength above 1040, that would be pretty impressive. And on the downside, I guess you'd like to see them stay above 990 or so.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that's been extremely important on the corn side of things is holding that 10-day moving average. You know, that's been a real, really important situation, and we need to continue to do that. And I think today's reports are certainly going to be supportive of that. On the bean side, you know, if we can get above 1040, we'll probably test 1050. And that's a very psychological area, but I would expect that we'll see some, you know, some sales come out if we get up into those areas. And so it's we continue to be range-bound, Dave. There's no question about that. This market is not certain what it wants to do, and it's waiting for things like these export reports to be able to bring some money back into the market.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Jackie. We'll talk to you again next week.
Oh, thank you, Dave. Have a great weekend.
You too. Jackie Vakes, she's with Stuart Peterson Group in Champaign, Illinois, and she joins us every Friday morning on the pre-opening Commodity Market Report. We have a listener comment line. Call us at 217-333-0853. Let us know how we're doing. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. The time now, 9:01 Central Time.